Okay. Big day. Hayom Yom Shlishi. Ooh. I have to say the Yom. Hayom Yom Shlishi. Parshas Chayisa. You hear what we said last night in the Shmuz? It's about speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any chance you have in English, not during Shmona Esrei. I forgot to be Mefari at that point. It's very important. This is that's the avod of our door, is to be Mespala. And Mespala for everything. Everything. Take nothing for granted. If you look at the Svar Mantvila, you'll also see that, he writes in Sharm Betvila, or Pincus, that even things that are Magialecha, which you should never assume, by the way, Magiali, right? Things that are supposed to be coming to you that you deserve, the Heichi Timtzeh to be able to get it is to ask for it, right? It could be waiting there. Right? All your midos have that I deserve this good thing, but you still have to ask for it. Your bakasha is the connection. Okay. And Hagon of Gershon Posen, Diana Frankfurt. So lifnei kishmonim shana shahaya omer shir lenashim haya omer ma'achure vilon misham haya omer es shir. Right, what would he do if he was giving a shir to Nashim? He would stand behind a curtain, and there he would give. And there he would give a shir. Okay, another story by. Okay, a story by Rav Chatzka Lebramsky. Bikshu pam loimer. This is the first story we have by Rav Chatzka Lebramsky. Lomar shir lenashim. So he, Sirav Va'amar, I don't want to. I share to women. Why? Shikachi Darko Shalaye Tzahara. Shuhumagi Afilu Lizakanim Ba'im Bayamim. Even the elderly that are coming on in their days. Okay? And then what does he write? Kol Shikin Litzirim. How much more so? Yeah. I had a big siyat of Dishmaya Hashem protecting me when it came to giving shir to women. It wasn't easy even to give to young kids, I remember, but whatever, I was off, there was a shayla getting a position, and, the money's good, and then, you speak with your wife about it, but you don't really want it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is haba l'taher, so miss Zion. So then it was good. I have a lot of stories about that. Hashem Mam is protecting me by putting a job offer in front of me that was extremely lucrative, and then you want to do right by your family, and it's Rabbanus is hard, and and then pulling it away, and it's very painful, and then mamish a simin from Shemaim that no, this is your Gamzu Latova. In unbelievable ways. I'll tell you guys the stories later, different time. Remind me about that one, okay? This is the Gamzu Latova story with a. How many bells are there? With a Gamzu Latova with a job offer, okay? V'omer lehem limsor shirei Torah lenashim. Okay? But that's what the Yitzhahara does. It starts off by saying, no, you need to be mechazik, you need to get shir to women. Now again, it's a big chisaron. I have to tell you, by women, by high school, girls, and by seminary girls, it's very difficult for them because they don't have rabbeim. They can't speak to a rabbi, obviously, the way that you can speak to a rabbi. There's a rebbe in the front of the shir, and everything's done kedas and fadin. There are gedarim that have to be put up. So hopefully they have women that they can speak to. But it's enodoma, right? Even a girl, even a woman understands the koch of a rav. So it is a problem, that there almost is no solution to. However, but then when did they come? That is the classic move. But the Chafetz Chaim gives shir to women, right? It's a classic thing. First of all, but the Chafetz Chaim did is never a raya for me, right? That's okay, right? How am I? There are many things that the Chafetz Chaim did that are beyond my realm of capability, and I think we know that. right? So saying but a gadol did something is not a raya that you can handle it either in a davar shebekedusha or a davar shebeheter. You understand the difference, right? We had the story about Rav Moshe where he's like, I didn't see any, his hisdakos azuros, because his mind, like, he literally didn't. Whereas I would be, my mind would be curious looking all over the place. So it doesn't mean just because Rav Moshe walked that way that I could walk that way. And then the other way, which is like, he never looked at women in the eye, I don't know if that's a shayach. It's not. But, especially when you're dating. But we'll talk about that at that time. Okay. Why? He was already very old, into his 90s. So that means literally when he's 90, I think he died at 93. Amar shir achas echad l'shishas alafim nashim bebeis knesses hagadol bevilna. He spoke to 6,000 women. Okay, first of all, that's very different, speaking to 6,000 women as opposed to a shir with like 12, right? Al pritza shehizchilo etzal hanashim b'inyan kedusha. The Chavetz Chaim spoke to a shir kulo of nashim, 6,000 women, on the idea of tznias. So first of all, there's only one way to do that, which is you have to speak to the Nashim about it. And second of all, he was dealing with the very issue, of people coming to see. You also don't know if his eyes were open or things like that. There's a story, it's not such a good one to end on, but the Dover Mafil Masuper Amaran Hagon Rivaran Kutler Shapamachas Ra Mara Usar Bekaran Zavis, that one time he saw something Usar in the corner. Venema Liyad Hakir, and he stood next to the wall, and he started to cry. Va'amar Rabbeinu Shalom, Eskulam Lakachta, Lama Hisharta Osi. Said, you took everything in the Holocaust. Why did you leave me? Basically, you left me here to be able to see, something else. He was heartbroken over that. Almost having a taina kaviyachol on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you made me survive, then you have to protect my eyes. Right? If you took me out of Mitzrayim, then you have to provide me with food and water. So if you took me out of the Shoah, so then you have to keep it protected. It's a very intense statement, but you understand. So sometimes you could turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be like, if you decided, Hashem, in your ultimate wisdom, to send me down in 2023, Tavshin Pei Dalid, you gotta throw me something. You gotta give me a weapon, Give me the AR-15 of Shmir Zanayim. Like something where we could do it. So like that's what we're trying to do here, But sometimes this goes with this, with what we're saying about Eliezer, that like even in little moments, by the way, which we quoted from the Gemara in Brachos, of even a ganav in the moment where he's about to steal. So, Chevy, you know what that's a remez to, right? Yeah, that's a remez for someone who's going to steal with their eyes in a second. Davening to Hashem, help me, please. You'd be surprised how powerful that little tefillah is. But the notion that someone reaches out at that moment, very, very difficult. Very difficult, but very powerful. Okay, Chavra.